This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Let's begin again from seven lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Nisis, Yasser Alav Habal Shu Oichel Perois. The Mishnah said that if a father has a daughter who's a Nara and she inherits property, the father does not eat from the peros of that property. However, if a husband marries a woman who has property, then the husband eats the peros of his wife's possessions. Nisseis yasa avav shu oicha peros. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Now we're talking about a situation where a father writes to his daughter certain properties for the dowry that she brings into the marriage, and the father wants the daughter to have these different gifts itemized in the ksuba, that she's bringing it into the marriage. This is part of the nedunya, and the various items are fruits, clothing, kalim, and he writes it to her from Erisin. So Tana Bana Kasav La Perois, if he writes to her fruits, ksus, clothing, v'kelim, sheyavoyu ima mi beis avia, to bring with her from her father's house, lebeis bala, to her husband's house. Mesa, so if she dies, loy zacha habal b'dvarm halalo. The husband is not zoicha in this property. Because the terminology is, she's bringing it in from her father's house to her husband. But that's only once she enters her husband's house, min hanesuim, after chuppah. But the opinion of the Tanakhama is that he has no right to inherit it. He has no right to inherit it, min ha erosin, only from nesuin. Mishum Rav Nassin Amru, in the name of Rav Nassin, they say, zacha habal b'dvarm halalu. The husband is zoicha in all of these things. So we have machlokes Tanakhama and Rav Nassin, whether a husband inherits the nedunya from his wife, from erisin, or only from nesuin. The Tanakhama says, only from nesuin. The Tanakhama says, only from nesuin. Rav Nassin says, zacha habal bidvarim halalu. The husband is zoiche in these things. So Rav Nassin holds even from erisin. Says the Gemara, this above mentioned machlokes is what the husband yarshins from his wife. Let's talk about a similar scenario, but the opposite, where the husband dies and the woman is now inheriting from the husband what is called toisefes ksuba, that a man who really loves his kala adds on to the ksuba toisefes ksuba. For a basula, she gets 200 zuz, an almana gets 100 zuz. However, if he really loves her, he's going to add on to the ksuba. So lema b'plukta d'rabbelezer v'nazar rabbanan kamifugi. Let us say that this machlokes of Tanakhama Rav Nassin is the same machlokes of Rabbelezer ben Azarya and the rabbanan. The tanan we learned in the Mishnah, daf nundalad amud beis, nisar mala, if a woman became an almana, a nisgarsha, or she became a grusha, if she was widowed or divorced, bein min ha-nesuin, whether from nesuin, bein min ha-erisin, or from erisin, goyves hakol, she collects the base ksuba and the toisefes ksuba. The baseline ksuba and the toisefes ksuba, meaning the Tanakhama holds that she inherits even from erisin, similar to what Rav Nassin said, that he inherits her Minha erasin. However, Rabbelezer ben Azarya omer min hanesuin goyves hakol, she collects everything from nesuin, or min ha-erasin, and from erasin besula goyve masayim, a besula collects 200, almana mana. An almana is going to collect 100. Why will she only get 100? Or why will they only get 200? 100? Shalai kasavla, he only added to the ksuba, ela almanas lekainsa, only on condition that he marries her, and since it was never consummated, according to Rabbelezer ben Azarya, she does not get the toisefes ksuba. So now the Gemara wants to lock in that lamanda amar loy zacha, the Tanakhama by the first brisa that says loy zacha habal Bidvarim Halalu. The Tanakama of the first Brisa, who says that the husband does not yarshin what she brings into the marriage from the Erisin, Kereb Lazim Nazaria. That's like Reb Lazim ben Azariah, that she does not yarshin his Toysef, she does not get his Toysef as Ksuba from Erisin. Umanda Amar Zacha, and the Manda Amar that says she is Zoicha, namely Rabbi Nasan, who says the husband inherits her from Erisin, if let's say she dies. So the one that says Zoicha, Krabbanon, goes like the Rabbanon, that just like he inherits her, she will inherit him, even the Toysef as Ksuba min ha'Erisin. So it says the Gemara, Lahid Kole Amak Reb Lazar ben Azariah. Everyone could fit in like Reb Lazar ben Azariah, that when he dies, she does not inherit the Toysefes Ksuba min ha'Erisin. Everyone could hold like Reb Lazar ben Azariah. Manda Amar Lo Yizacha, the Tanakama, who says that he does not inherit her Mina Erisin, fits in very well like Reb Lazim Nazariah, who says that she doesn't inherit him. Umanda Amar Zacha, but Rabbi Nosson, who says that he does inherit her Mina Erisin, that's him inheriting her. Ad kan lo kam Lazim Nazariah. Reb Lazim Nazariah did not say Ela Medide Ledida, only from him to her. Meaning Reb Lazim Nazariah only said that she does not inherit him. Why? Because let's think for a second. Why does a man give a woman Toysefes Ksuba? He gives it to her, it's about the relationship, because of Chavivas. Shalai Kasavla, he only wrote it to her. Again, Ela Medide Ledida. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only said from him to her. Shalai Kasavla, Ela Amanas Lekainsa. He only wrote it to her on condition that he consummates the marriage. So therefore, if in a situation where he dies, so she doesn't get it, because he only wrote it to her on condition that he does nisuin. Avo mididala diday. But in a situation where she's giving it to him, where she dies, afilu Reb Lazar ben Azariah maida. Reb Lazar ben Azariah could be maida to Rabbi Nasan. Why? Because there's a difference between what he gives to her and what she gives to him. What he gives to her, he's giving it to her because he loves her, provided that the marriage is consummated. Lamasha, let's say he says, okay, besides the ksuba, I'm going to give you a set of machzorim. But I'm only giving you the machzorim if you daven in my shul. But if I die, and you want to inherit my machzorim, and you're going to continue davening in your father's shul, I never gave this to you. I gave it to you for our marriage, but if the marriage never happens, I'm not giving it to you. But Masha'in Kain, what comes from her to him, the father writes it to him because of the arrangement, because of the family ties, because of this establishment of a connection between the chasen and kala. Mishum Avu Medidala Didei, from her to him. Afil Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maidi. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree. Dimishum Echtunehu. It's because of Chasnos. It's because they're connected. Vaha Echatnehu. But he is, and they're tied. They had Erisin. So since they had Erisin, the gift is valid. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree to Rabbi Nasan that if she dies, it still goes to the husband. Okay. Now the Mishnah said chayiv v'mezaynoy seha, that the husband has to feed his wife. A husband has to support his wife. A man has to give his wife mezaynoys. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught tiknu mezaynoy seha tachas masyada. The rabbis enacted that a husband supports his wife in lieu of the fact. In lieu of the fact that he gets her masiyadayim, meaning since the husband gets the wife's masiyadayim, in exchange of that, he gives her food. Ukfurasa, he's responsible for her burial. Tachas ksubasa, in lieu of her ksuba, meaning the husband pays for her burial in lieu of the fact that whatever she brings into the marriage as a dowry, he inherits. Lefikach, therefore the Braisa says, Baal oichal peres, the husband eats the fruits. The fruits of what? Peres man dachishmei, who said anything about the fruits? We didn't discuss the fruits of property that she brings into the marriage. We discussed the tachas ksubasa, what he buries her in lieu of what he inherits from her if she dies. But what does it mean? The Baal eats the fruits of what? Of the land that she brings into the marriage? Lefikach Baal oichal peros, peros man dachar shemayu. Peros, who mentioned their name? Says the Gemara, Chesurei mechzer av hachikatani. It's missing words. And this is what it means to say. Tiknu. They enacted that you have to support your wife in lieu of the fact that you get her handiwork. Uperkuna, and that you redeem her tachas perois, in lieu of the fact that whatever land she brings into the marriage, whatever nechse milug she brings into the marriage, the husband eats the fruits of. Ukfurasa tachas ksubasa, and he buries her in lieu of the ksuba that he inherits. Lefikach, therefore, Baal oichal peros. The husband eats the fruits. So the question is, what do you mean, therefore, the husband eats the fruits? That's odd. That's obvious. We already said he gets the fruits because he's responsible to redeem her. So why do you have to say, Lefikach, Baal oichal peros? Says Gemara, my Lefikach, what's a Lefikach? Gemara says, I would think, no, not that he eats the fruits. I would think, he doesn't eat the fruits. Anuchi nanchino, he puts the fruits away. De'im kein, because otherwise, other meaning, I would think he doesn't eat the fruits, but he puts it away because otherwise he would never want to redeem her. So this way, by putting away the fruits, he has some money in storage to redeem her. De'im kein mimni v'le parak, he'll refrain and he won't redeem. Kamash malan. So the chiddush is, deha adifa. It's better to say that he eats the fruits. Why? Because if he's just going to put it away, maybe the fruits won't add up to what it's going to cost for him to redeem her. Zimnin delay malu. Sometimes it's not going to be enough. Uparak lay medidei. And therefore, sometimes it's not going to be enough. And this way, in light of the fact that he's been eating the fruits and he doesn't really know how much, he'll redeem her from his own possessions. Says Gemara, ve'epachana. Why don't we do the opposite? In other words, the question is like this. Why is it that he supports her in lieu of her earnings? And he redeems her in lieu of the fruits. Why don't we say he should support her in lieu of the fruits, and he redeems her in lieu of her handiwork, in lieu of her earnings. Why do we make a trade-off that he supports her for her earnings and he redeems her for the fruits? Why doesn't he support her for the fruits and redeem her because of the earnings? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Tiknu Matzoi L'Matzoi V'Sheinu Matzoi V'Sheinu Matzoi. They were Mesakein that a frequent benefit that she brings in, namely her handiwork, for something she frequently needs, namely food. V'she'enoi matzai, and something that is not frequent, namely if she happens to inherit land and it produces fruits, that's in lieu of her being redeemed. That's given to him so that he would redeem her, which is also not common. In other words, we would rather match up and trade off two common things, namely her handiwork, which is common, and her need for food, which is common, and two things which are not common, namely fruits that she may have from land that she inherited, as well as her being captured. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So until now, we were saying the Rabbanan were masakin that the husband feeds her in lieu of her masa yadayim. Now, does that mean the husband's responsibility to feed her is midairaisa or midrabanan? It sounds like it's midrabanan. Or you could say, even though it's midairaisa, nevertheless, they're masakin that the husband gets her handiwork since he has to feed her midairaisa. But it's not clear. Meaning, it's not clear, does the husband have to feed her midrabanan because he gets her masiyadayim? Or really, he feeds her midairaisa, but in lieu of that, he gets her masiyadayim. But anyway, Amar Rava, Hai Tana Savra, the following Tana holds, as opposed to the earlier Tana who may hold its drabanan, he holds mezoinos midairaisa. Feeding one's wife is biblical. The Tana we learned in Raisa, She'era, Elu mezoinos, She'era is food. V'chein huaymer, Va'ashar achlu She'er ami. And that which they ate, the food of my people, kisusa clothing kamashma. That's as it's mashma. Oinasa. What's oina? Zu oina ha'amura b'tar. That's relations. V'cheinu emer, like it says by Lavan, im ta'anes b'noisai. If you afflict my daughters by not giving them tashmish, Rabbi Lazar Omer. Rabbi Lazar says she'era zu oina. She'era is not food, but rather it's relations. V'cheinu oimer ish al kol she'er basari lo sikru v'legalis erva. Each man to a relative, he should not approach to uncover her erva. Kesusa, clothing is kamashmai, like it implies. Oinasa is food, that like we have in this week's parasha. Elu mezoinais, this refers to her food. V'cheinu oimer, likewise, similarly it says, like we had in this week's parasha, vaya ancha, and he afflicted you and he starved you. So we see inoy is a reference to food as opposed to a lack of tashmish. So both of these opinions learn out that feeding one's wife is dairaisa. Either we learn out from the word she'era, that's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Lazar says we learn it out from oina, that's referring to food. As opposed to the previous Tana, who is uncommittal regarding the responsibility of food, whether it's Dairaisa or Drabanan. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you for joining. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, hopefully regular time, will be the Eon Share on Daf Mem Zayin. Okay, thanks for joining tonight. Agatavach, Agazuntavach, all the best.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, good night, thank you. Good night, Kol Tov.
Nice, bye.
Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.